case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
It is Dr. Phil's birthday today.
Oh.
That lunchtime viewing special when you're homesick from school.
It's either Ellen or Dr. Phil.
Well, Ellen's no
more. Not anymore. So.
And I thought to celebrate his birthday, you know, there's been a couple of weird things happen on his show, probably like the most famous one is that bad baby. It's like, Cash me outside.
Yeah.
So I thought we could make this into a game this morning. And are you a fan of Dr. Phil? How much of the show have you seen?
Bloody love Dr. Phil.
Okay, well, you might already know these then. So basically, we're playing a game of, did this actually happen on Dr. Phil?
Okay.
I've got five different stories, and you got to tell me if it actually happened or I just made it up.
Okay.
And if you get it right or wrong, we've got a piece of audio to see if it's correct.
Okay, so, fantastic.
Number one, 23-year-old Riley claims to have written countless songs for a ton of artists and says he helped Taylor Swift write her hit Shake It Off. Because of this, Riley's parents took him on Dr. Phil to express their feelings regarding their son, who feel he is delusional. Riley stuck with his story for a while before admitting that drug use may have interfered with his thoughts. Regardless, he still believes Taylor Swift is his soulmate. Did that really happen, or did I make that up?
Well, this is a tough one because you get a lot of them like this that are like, I'm dating Rihanna or I'm dating Drake. I'm going to go, it's vaguely familiar. I'm going to go, yeah, it did happen.
Let's find out.
I've known Taylor for a number of years. Is there any reason that she would tell me that she's never met you, heard of you, or worked with you on a song?
There's not. There's no reason that I can think of on why she would say that.
That's awesome. Correct. It really did happen.
It did happen.
All right, you're on the board. At number two. Erin's daughter Miranda was convinced her dad Robin isn't her real dad, and she is in fact the daughter of Harrison Ford, and believes her mother Erin had an affair to conceive her after she worked on one of the Indiana Jones films. Erin denies this and claims Robin is in fact Miranda's father, but Miranda refuses to believe this. Dr. Phil arranges for the family to have a paternity test done, which reveals that Erin is telling the truth. Miranda's father is Robin and not Harrison Ford. Did that really happen, or did I make it up?
One. If you made that up, that's so good because that's exactly what these bloody stories are about. I'm going to go, yeah, that did happen.
Let's find out.
Let's stop that right now. That's a complete load of crap. Let's stop that.
I made that one up. It's a complete load of crap.
Let's stop that right now. That's a complete load of crap.
Okay.
All right, next one. Trevor believes that his girlfriend Kaylee is cheating on him with his best friend Chris. The three end up on Dr. Phil so Kaylee can come clean about the situation, but ends up revealing she is pregnant, to which both Trevor and Chris become excited and think it is there, thus proving that she was having an affair. However, Kaylee isn't sure which one is the real dad. The three go off for paternity testing, and a few weeks later, Dr. Phil reveals that the baby's father isn't Trevor or Chris. Kaylee then shares that she had a secret third boyfriend by the name of Justin, and after more testing, they confirm Justin is the father, but all three men are over the lies and dump Kaylee at the same time on the show.
True.
Let's find out.
Let's stop that. Oh. That's a complete load of crap.
I made that one up.
That would have been so good. Okay.
Let's stop
all
that.
All right, number four.
All right, next one. Let's get through these ones quickly.
Haley was adamant that she was 9 months pregnant, despite pregnancy tests and doctors telling her otherwise. What's more, Haley confidently states that she is giving birth to baby Jesus.
Oh, this one's, I've seen this
Dr. Phil arranged for Haley to get an ultrasound where she was revealed she's not pregnant with child. True, you think it happened?
The ultrasound was performed on Haley. And
okay. Well, can you walk us through it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I feel the most notable thing on this ultrasound isn't what we see, it's what we don't see. And there is no baby.
Yep.
She is not having baby Jesus. All right.
Not baby Jesus.
Last one. This is for a pass to get 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Chuck and Amanda were married for 6 years, but they told Dr. Phil they often fought. Turns out Chuck also had a big problem with lying. At first, Chuck denies it, but he eventually comes clean and admits he used to work in the adult film industry.
Oh.
He also confesses that while visiting California for the show, he contacted his former employer about potential openings that day before the episode was taped.
True.
True. Let's find out.
I asked you earlier if you had any secrets from her that she doesn't know about, and you said no. That's not true, is it?
So what haven't you told me?
The big secret, I had done a few adult movies when I lived out here in California.
That is correct. That
really
happened.
He was a scumbag, that guy. So I know Dr. Phil pretty well.
You do indeed. You got a couple. I feel like I could be a producer on the show because I came up with some really good storylines there.